Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Legal briefs now from Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti, author of the best-selling book, Killing Time with John Wayne Gacy. This Friday is the 30th anniversary of the execution of Gacy. Karen, you were involved in that case, and looking back now, do you think that the use of capital punishment has been on the rise or declined since then?
It's really been on the decline. Only 27 states actually have the death penalty right now, plus the federal government, and the federal government is not using it very often. I think that prosecutors are less inclined to go for the death penalty. I think jurors, even in some of the horrific mass murder cases, are not giving the death penalty. And I do think that younger people are just not inclined to want to stomach capital punishment. And, of course, it's been abolished in most of the Western countries. So I think we're seeing for the first time people are just not in favor of it as much as they used to be in the past.
Every once in a while, there are stories about possible Gacy victims, people who went unreported years ago. So in a way, this case is still open, isn't it?
Well, it is. I know that Sheriff Dart is still trying to have people identify loved ones who may have been under Gacy's house, because there were some victims who were never identified, and that is an ongoing task. But there were places where people saw him digging, I imagine that at some point we're going to see other excavations. And during this killing spree, he was out of town doing construction jobs, and my guess is that there were probably young men and boys who went missing there. But again, that was at a time we didn't have those integrated databases, and certainly didn't have forensic and DNA evidence technology to kind of tie all that together. But my guess is that we're going to see more victims identified with Gacy, but my guess is that we're never going to get the full picture.
Since the time of Gacy, it seems that there are more serial killers in our midst, or is it just that there's more reporting on this? What do you think?
It's more reporting. Actually, it's gone way down. In the 70s, the FBI reported approximately 300 active serial killers, and today they're talking about 12. So the number of victims, the number of perpetrators has gone far, way down. And I think we're just more aware of these kind of things. The fact that we have forensic DNA, the fact that there's a higher incarceration rate, meaning that if these serial killers do one bad thing, they might be in jail, which means that they're not out committing these crimes. And certainly having cell phone technology and DNA and now genealogy that is, basically convicting people, that I think these serial killers just have a harder time. They may be one and done and then in prison.
Interesting. And again, that book, Killing Time with John Wayne Gacy. Karen, let's talk about an interesting lawsuit that was filed by the family of the great Baseball Hall of Famer Roberto Clemente. And you'd think, just reading about this, that the family would be happy that they're putting Clemente's image on license plates to commemorate the 50th anniversary of his 3,000th hit. But what do they want here?
Well, back in the 1950s, they actually trademarked his name and his likeness, and the three sons were outraged that Puerto Rico decided to put his image on the license plate, and they're making money off of it because you pay for it. So they've made something like $15 or $16 million. And they should have probably asked for their permission, because when you have a trademark to use it, you have to pay for it. So they filed a lawsuit. They lost on the trial level, and now they're appealing it. My guess is they're going to win, because if you have something protected like that, whether it's the government or a private entity, you really do need to pay them for the use of it.
With Mother's Day coming up, let's talk a little bit about your practice, family law, and what happens in the courts during divorces. Are mothers still getting an advantage when it comes to parenting time when couples split up?
I think they are, and I think that that's because sometimes in a family dynamic, the mother is the one who stays home with the children or takes that sort of caretaking role a little bit more than men. But it's changing, and I fathers are standing up for 50-50 parenting time. There are judges who presume that that's better for the children to have time with both parents on an equal basis. And there are some states that have passed laws that has it as a default mode, that it's 50-50 parenting time unless you can prove otherwise that it's not in the best interest of the children. So I think it's getting better for dads, but the average, if you look at the numbers, dads get about 35% of parenting time across the country when they get a divorce. So that's still pretty low when it comes to looking at a 50-50 split. Hmm.
Finally, I want to follow up on something we talked about last week when the Harvey Weinstein case, one trial outcome. In light of what happened yesterday with Stormy Daniels and the Donald Trump trial, do you think that we have the same kind of situation here with that?
Well, there's going to be an argument by the defense that the judge should not have allowed some of this tawdry testimony because, really, does it really go to prove the case against Trump? And you can't just dirty somebody up by bringing up salacious facts and bad acts. But in the case of Stormy Daniels, I think it was necessary for the jury to hear what the deal was and why there was a deal. If, in fact, there was a sexual contact with Stormy Daniels, and, in fact, Donald Trump wanted to cover it up, and he paid hush money and it was miscategorized, then that's all part of that case. But bringing in all kinds of other bad acts and other things that he's done and other lawsuits, I think that is going to be a problem for the appellate court because our law just doesn't allow everyone's bad acts for their whole life to be brought into their criminal trial.
And that was the Harvey Weinstein reversal based on those bad acts, as you said. Stay tuned. More
exactly.
From Karen Conti on WGN Radio here. And you have a good day. Thank you, Karen.
You too, Bob.